Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be looking at Siman Dalet, the fourth chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the topic today is using the restroom in Asher Yatzar. Our Siman, our chapter, has six sefim, six points of interest, and we're going to look at three basic concepts. Concept number one is going to the bathroom when needed. Concept number two is the appropriate behavior in the bathroom. And concept number three is the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which is said after leaving the restroom. Let's start at the beginning. Concept number one is the bracha of going to the bathroom when needed. So the Torah tells us that Al Teshaktzu Es Nafsho Sechem in Vayikra Perik Yud Aleph, that we are not supposed to make ourselves disgusting. A person holding in their bodily needs is considered making themselves disgusting. In addition, it is also considered to be like a curse. The Torah tells us, Baruch Tiyem Mikol Amim, you'll be blessed among all the nations. Lo Yebacho Akar V'Akara Oviv Emtecho, you will not have barren people among you, nor even in your livestock. That means to say, you will not have the inability of expressing, of bringing forth children. But understood as allegorically in this halachic sense over here, it means to say you will not withhold yourself from your bodily needs as well. Don't bring yourself into that category of curse. Let's jump into a few questions. We have a couple questions on the first concept. Question number one is, what does one need to do to rectify the situation? The Kitzur suggests that a person needs to try to empty their bowels in the morning and the evening. And this should be a standard procedure. Obviously, everybody has different metabolisms. Some are faster, some are slower. But the point is to be attentive to one's body and to set up times to go to the bathroom as well. There are great harms in one's health when withholding one's bodily needs. Well, how hard should one try? The truth is one has to also have a balance. It cannot be too difficult or push oneself too hard. As we know that a person needs to be careful not to hurt what is called the shinei karkashta, which is understood to be the anal sphincter if one pushes too hard and can damage oneself as well. Similarly, one should not defecate when standing. So very important halachas. We're going to see again, these are the halachas which one doesn't think there is halacha about. Why would one think that the Torah has anything to say about going to the bathroom? And the answer is because Torah governs every aspect of our lives, even the parts which we think perhaps are not so important to be related to in holiness. We're going to move into our second concept, and this is the appropriate behavior in the bathroom. Once again, we understand that the governing concept is modesty, even in the bathroom, even when it's dark. That means to say that the Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there in every place in the world, and although one's not allowed to talk or think about lofty and holy concepts, one behaves in a way which is befitting of a person who is bearing the name of God. So a few basic questions. We can look at seven questions going through this concept. Number one is, how much should one uncover when one goes to the bathroom? So obviously one needs to uncover enough to be able to go to the bathroom properly, whether that's urination or defecation, but one should be careful not to completely unclothe oneself. This is not about exposure or looking at oneself. Then one needs to do it minimally so that one is not dirtying oneself nor one's clothes. Number two, if one needs to relieve oneself in an open area, how does that work? So sometimes a person's traveling and is not able to find a restroom. This becomes harder and harder to imagine the situation around, certainly among populated areas, but certainly it happens. A person's out on a hike, a person's not around a civilization. What should one do in these situations? So one should try to find a wall. If one needs to defecate, one needs to go to the restroom, one should try to find a wall and sit with one's back to it. That is the proper modest conduct. If one is not able to, one tries to find a place of modesty. So that could be finding trees, a place where one is hidden. If one is not able to, one is not able to. But that would be the preference when it comes to this. Which direction should one face? So if there is no mechitza, meaning if one is going to a bathroom, one sits on the toilet because that's where the toilet is. But let's say there is no mechitza, there's no wall that one's sitting next to, one's out in the open, there's no trees around, one is in such a place. Which way should one face? So the halacha is, this is a very unknown halacha, is one should not face east-west, one should rather face north-south. And that's because we know that the Shechina is in the west, and therefore we do not face that direction as well. This is not a concern for urination, it's only for defecation. Question number four, how does one urinate? This is the halacha which applies specifically to men, is a person who's a man should be very careful not to hold one's limb unnecessarily, not to arrive at the situation of self-stimulation. Number five, what should one do when one finishes going to the bathroom? So obviously, one needs to be careful to wipe any feces off one's skin and one's clothing. We'll see later on that this has impact in whether or not one can say Dvarim Shevikdusha, holy matters, after this as well. Number six, are there any rules for wiping? And yes, there in fact are. This is specifically for a man. Because a man places their tefillin on their left hand for a right-handed person, then the hand which is used to wrap the tefillin is the right hand to wrap it over the left arm. And therefore the right hand should not be used for wiping oneself. Similarly, the left middlemost finger is the finger on which the tefillin is wrapped, the three rings, and therefore that should also not be used. So really, preferentially, it should be one's left hand, not the middle finger, used for wiping. And this is obviously the opposite for a person who's a lefty, where it's exactly the reverse of this as well, and this relates to men. Number seven is, what about restrictions, other restrictions in the bathroom? So we're going to deal with a little more in depth in the coming siman. But yes, one should not even think Divrei Torah, matters of holiness in the bathroom. Ironically, when one's told not to do something, that's sometimes the time that we try to do it. So better to distract oneself with thinking about matters of business. And on Shabbos, when one is not allowed to think about matters of business, it'd be a good idea to start thinking about the wondrous experiences one has been through in life. And now we're going to get to our last concept in our topic today, and that is the concept of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. This is the blessing that a person recites after leaving the bathroom. Let's just do a quick recap what that bracha looks like. It goes as follows. Baruch atah Hashem lekenem melech ha'olam. Blessed are you, Hashem, the master of the universe. Asher Yatzar es Adam b'chachma, who created the human being with wisdom. Uvarovoy nekovim nekovim chalulim chalulim, who created the human being with various holes and various apertures and pipes. It is revealed to you in front of your holy throne. If one of the places that should be open is closed, or one of the places which is closed should be open, then one would not be able to stand in front of you. And some even add, afilu shah achas, even for a small moment. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, roifecho basar, the one who heals all flesh, umafil asos, and does wondrous actions as well. So a few basic questions over here. Number one is there a minimum amount of discharge to warrant this bracha? Answer is no, not really. Even one drop of urine is sufficient to be able to say this bracha. Are there any prerequisites to be saying this bracha? The answer is yes. You should not be saying it in the bathroom. And it needs to be done after doing a tilas yadayim, after washing one's hands, after leaving the bathroom, as we learned about in Siman Beis. What if one forgot to do Asher Yatzar? The answer is, well, if one is still not in need of the bathroom, so one is still feeling relieved from having gone to the bathroom originally, one can still say it. However, if one has already gone to the bathroom the next time, one does not say two brachas, one would say one bracha and cover both situations as well. If one has diarrhea or a condition which one needs to continually go to the bathroom, what should one do? Should one say a bracha after each individual relief? The answer is no, only after a full relief, when the person has come to the full conclusion, not when they're running backwards and forwards, unfortunately. Finally and lastly, what is the meaning of the bracha? The answer in this case is that it relates to first the idea of the physical and the spiritual being held together. This is the Ramar of Moshe Isra says in the Shulchan Aruch, that there is a wondrous capacity of the human being. They are not an angel who's completely spiritual. They are not an animal that is completely physical. The human being is an entity where it is the bridge between, the intertwining between the spiritual and the physical, and that is mafli la'asos, that is the wonders. So many times, the people who understand this bracha best are those who realize that it is not working. Those who have been through some sort of medical complexity, and they say the bracha properly. But so many times, it's those who have not yet been brushed by that, and they should not be, but they have not experienced the physical disease or obstructions or complications. And therefore, they think everything's fine and they leave it out altogether, or they do it when they're running. It would be best for those who've not had the moment of when it doesn't work to learn from those who went through this and came out the other side, and to say it with the same level of intent and the same level of appreciation as well. With this, we conclude the Siman Be'edalet, the fourth chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful and meaningful.